I'm sitting in a canvas tent backstage at Blues Fest for 2019, just outside Byron Bay. Hello, Michael McKenzie here. I'm waiting for our next guest to arrive. He's just made his debut at this event, and his warmth and his way with words about where he comes from reach deep into the audience, including me. His name?
Hey, my name is Dallas Woods. I'm here at Blues Fest rapping with my band, and yeah, from West Australia, East Kimberley, little town called Wyndham.
When he came on stage, Dallas asked the audience if they knew anything about the Kimberley, and a few hands went up. Then he asked about the EK, the East Kimberley. Who knows that part? And the hands went down. And Wyndham?
None, unless like there'll be like teachers or like cops and stuff in the crowd that have done remote work, and they might have a fair idea. But yeah, the everyday person, they're like, Kimberley, is that Perth? Like, nah.
So not Perth. It's about 2,300 kilometres north of Perth.
Yeah.
But you're a Noongar man, so you're not actually from the Kimberley region.
No, not. My culture's down south, so that's where my ancestors come from. And yeah, you know, I was raised in the Kimberley. That's what I tell everyone. You know, born a proud Noongar man, always stand by my culture. And yeah, just like I say, home is where the heart is, and my heart's in the Kimberley. And you know, I was so blessed to grow up there because I got to see a different lifestyle. And you know, to be doing what I'm doing now, you can really put that into perspective how different it was, you know. So every day's a learning curve, and I'm loving every bit of it. Chapter one.
Yeah. At 8-7, found connection with the place I call home, where muddy water and fresh air was our favorite cologne. Bastion, Coben Rangers and all of the five rivers. That side alone remind us ancestors are still with us. Fresh fish for dinner, go out and turkey for dinner. Hunting packs because we don't want that juwadi to get us. Walking down the highway, the tourists are taking pictures. I do now, but back then I really never used to get it. How beautiful and lucky we are to call
this place. Yeah, we're growing up in Wyndham. Anytime you're not in a house, you're on country, you know. So that's the fun thing. Yeah. And you know, my mum is very, you know, spiritual, always has to be out on land, so she was always taking us fishing. We were always going seeing different stuff. And you know, we knew from a young age that this country is very special to us. Like, we had to learn how to respect it, what was right, what was wrong. And then later on, like, started going out bush with all my mates and cousins, and can't explain it, it's weird. You know, it's just a feeling like even when I go overseas, the minute I know I'm about to come back to Australia, it's not like I'm going home, it's like I'm going to where like my people have been for so long. Like, there's just that feeling that I can't explain.
Is it a yearning? Can you feel a yearning in your bones?
Yeah. I miss country, you do miss your country. We've got a saying in Wyndham, like that bastion, it keeps singing, it calls you back, you know. As much as you might be there, you're like, man, I don't want to be in this town, this is boring. The minute you're going, you're like, I miss that boring town. I want to go back to that boring town.
Girl, just trapped the way you handle the fight. We know the protocol, so to the elders, polite. Respect your elders or they knock out your lights. It's a cultural right. My big bros got a license, dangerous. My big bros, 18 plus, dangerous. All we got is open rope, that's dangerous. Full tank, full esky.
I started traveling Australia like when I was 15 with professional dancing. And even back then, they were like really proud, like, oh, that's, you know, that's Dallas E from Wyndham, you know, like,
oh, really?
I watched him grow up or went to school with him. And yeah, being from a small town, you really do get to make like connections with people that you probably wouldn't in like the city, because your friend group would be smaller, because it's just how it is, you know. You know, whether in a small town you see each other every day, you know, we go and make a footy team, that's everyone from both schools, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we all gonna eventually have to cross paths, and just the bonds you make with those people up there. And you know, not everyone's from Wyndham, but the fact that Wyndham brought us together, Wyndham's the glue. So I think we always preach that.
Trying to live with me a hoodlum, trying to say I got no good blood in my veins.
I just think it's more relevant to tell people where you come from if you're on the way of going somewhere else, you know, because I'm not where I want to be right now. I've still got more further. When I get there, that's when I'll start telling people I'm there. But until then, I was like, I'm still on my mission, you know. Shout out to Wyndham. And just like for me, I might not be the best role model, but if I can be a role model in general, I want to be that guy. So I want to, you know, just let everyone in the Kimberley says, like, the small towns, we're not going to forget about you, you know, because that's where all the talent is.
Ain't waste time, they providing a name. It's a goddamn shame.
treated like aliens. People of power equal fake aliens. Justice system is failing us. FML to Australia. The news
done. So you're, I think, living in Melbourne most of the time these days, don't you?
Yeah, big city life. So, yeah, moved from a town with only like 600 people all the way to a place where the shopping centre has more than that. You know, so it's definitely a big change. I've been in and out of Melbourne for a while now, so a lot of amazing friends there, and you know, my partner's from there, so it's a little bit more easier to live when you got, you know, a family away from home, you know. But yeah, look forward to whenever I get to go back to Western Australia. I love that place.
Well, you're kind of clever because you tell people that you want them to party with you and get up and dance, but then you deliver raps that, I got to say, someone who heard you for the first time stopped me dead in my tracks, because you were not mincing words about the kinds of rates of youth suicide happening in Wyndham and other small communities up around the Kimberley.
Yeah, for me, like, suicide was something that was way too normal for me growing up, and that doesn't sit right with me, you know. So just in general, like, if, like I said, like, where I'm from, if the Kimberleys was a country, we would have the highest suicide rate in the world, and I don't think that's good in any language, you know. Like, you know, we're losing the next generation before we even get to see them become the next generation, and I'm going to talk about that until the cows come home, because that's something I'm passionate about. I've lost a lot of amazing people due to it, and yeah, still to this day I'm still paying for, you know, their choice, and it's okay not to be okay, you know. So that's what I want to do it in a way where even Australians, like, in general can talk about it, you know, because it is a bad thing in Australia, suicide, and I want to be able to do it in a language where the people back home can understand it. So I don't want to be the voice for everyone, but I want to be one of many voices, you know. And I think, no, we can't just change overnight, but we need to make sure that people are understanding that, you know, mental health is a disease, and you need to talk, you need to make sure you get the right help, because, you know, when you do, you know, commit suicide, you don't end the pain, you pass it on to someone else, you know. And, you know, I see people still struggling in the Kimberley with the loss of, you know, important family members and, you know, good friends, and I just think, like, yeah, there's better ways. Yeah.
If you don't mind us talking about this, what are some of the forces at play in young people's lives that makes them think there's no point going on in Wyndham?
I think, like, for me growing up, like, it was like some people always thought, like, it was to get attention. It was like, oh, I'm gonna commit suicide so everyone's gonna like me now because they don't want me to do it. But then it started getting to the point where if someone said that, you wouldn't let them out of your sight because you knew that there was a high possibility of it actually happening. So that whole thing changed. And I just think, like I was saying earlier, just about stuff being normal, you know, because it shouldn't be normal. And
I think a lot of other things often have to be normal for suicide, therefore to be part of that as well. I mean, I'm thinking here about some of the accessibility to substances, drugs, alcohol in Wyndham that must be playing a role in people's minds and hearts.
Like, at the end of the day, Wyndham's just like any other town in Australia. We have substance abuse within some ways. And also you got lack of opportunity sometimes, you know. There's actually, people get bored because there's nothing to do, there's no opportunities, and
are there jobs?
Oh, there's jobs, but it's just not, like, I think any small town there's limited jobs, you know. And people got to realize, like, there's a lot more stuff that plays on someone's situation than, you know, the substance abuse, or, you know, someone can actually literally be depressed because they just, they're failing at school, or, you know. And this is the things I'm trying to let them know, it's not just the substance abuse, like, there's other key factors, like, I'm not fitting in, no one likes me, dog, you know.
And you can feel like that as a young person
you know, because that's just part of growing up. You got, you know, you go through changes, you know. And, you know, I can't talk on behalf of women because I wouldn't know what the change is, but having a little sister, I've seen, you know, how she's handling things. And
how's she going?
She's good, she's 17, you know, she's got a job, got a license, proud of her. So
she's still living in Wyndham?
Yeah, she's in Geraldton now, but she grew up in Wyndham, like, all her primary school and all that. And yeah, she moved away with my nan because I think she wanted a bigger school.
Right.
But yeah, so it's good. A lot of the kids in the Kimberley are doing a lot more, like, schooling and getting out and living in, like, a more, you know, urban environment So setting them up for like when they are finished school, they can actually go somewhere like that and not be like a culture shock, you know, like with the knowing where to go. I think it's vital that them skills are learned.
I'm really not that scared of nothing, but if police roll up, then I'm running. Cause 9 times out of 10, I'm up to something, man. I blame it on the town that I grew up in. Blame it on the town that I grew up in.
That's that EK, that EK.
Police, the police, they police, they self. Even with your hands up, it don't mean they go help. If you young, black, and gifted, they reach for the belt. If you young, black, and gifted, you go into jail.
My mama raised me well, considering I was raised in hell. Raised the issue that most of these kids are raised in jail, and hope they had to raise they self. Role models non-existent, using survival instincts, trying to revive my district, trying to give life to this over your suicidal system. Feeling trapped in their own money, prison self-inflicted. Time is ticking, they need to make a decision whether it's gonna be cemeteries or find a religion. If your pigment is different, you fit the description, then shift off the prison. That's how we live.
Really not that scared of nothing.
Well, listening to you on stage, I feel like I'm not listening to someone who's trying to be a version of American hip-hop, which is where the art form started. You sound to me like someone who's completely comfortable rapping about your existence in your tongue, in your way.
Yeah, I think that should be the goal for all artists, you know?
Common sense was kicking in. Clear as day, I'm different. I'm hoping in the best way. Traveling the country while my brothers finished 10th grade. 4 states in 10 days, economy, no leg space. Homesick, but living in the moment was my best.
I'm myself, you know, I have to tell my story the only way I can. And for me to try and be someone else means my story is irrelevant. So, you know, I just got to keep pushing forward and showing people who I am as a person, because if they like me as a person, then hopefully my music is gonna reach even more. And I can't lie to the audience, I think that's the worst thing you can do, you know? This is me, I am what I am, you know? So either you love it or hate it, and I think that's the only way you can do it, really. Thankfully, I've been getting a lot more love than hate, so keep it up.
Dallas Woods, representing the EK, 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 you know what it is. Thank you very much. Much love. Peace out.
That's Dallas's latest single, Chapter One, and he's touring the country at the moment. You'll often find him on stage with another Northern rapper, Baker Boy, as well. And if this discussion of youth suicide has raised any issues for you, please reach out and call Lifeline. The number's 13 11 14.